other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is incredible to see this happening. Democrats and Republicans are being booed off stage. Then they always run from the crowds where over 90%, whether it's Senator Spector, Senator Cornyn in Texas, whether it's Congressman Doggett in Texas, Congressman Castle. It's happening everywhere. I mean, the reports are pouring in so fast, I can't even keep track of them. We need to create a little side banner on InfoWars and just chronicle the videos and news articles about this. Now out of St. Louis, a town outside St. Louis, union thugs with Obama people beat up peaceful listeners of mine. We've been contacted by the listener's lawyer. We have the video of him being beat up. Then they arrest the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter because they were a witness, but thank God a video from a distance got out of there. Just like when they attacked the We Are Changer with a wheelchair, and then luckily witnesses came out and that got defeated in court. So they attack you and then you go to jail. Just amazing tyranny and frame up. The establishment is using Chicago, big city, New York, big city, mafia machine, daily crime machine, thuggery, to try to enforce this and bludgeon people into submission. And it's time we stop cowing. It's time we stand up and say no. Or the sky's the limit with these crooks. Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us in the next segment, and Bob Chapman with his weekly financial visit with us. I'm going to go over the health care plan again and show the lies of Obama. That is all coming up. And then in the fourth hour, we're going to be breaking down a bunch of different videos and audio for the radio listeners, but video for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of these bipartisan groups going after Republicans and Democrats alike. The media is desperate to make this a partisan issue. If it comes out that it's both parties that people hate and that the system across the board is doing the opposite of what the people want and what's constitutional, then all support for these crooks will collapse. And they are not going to be able to continue their looting. Now, they've already stolen an irrevocable $23.7 trillion. But we have to come out and say that debt is fraudulent and triage it, and it's not going to be paid. All these idiot foreigners are emailing me going, but you owe that money to us. What do you mean don't pay it back? The same banks have been ripping you off of the bailouts. You're not getting any of that money. That's like rednecks that are like, I like it, we're in Iraq, I'm getting oil. No, you're paying for the oil companies to get the oil. You're getting nothing. Stop thinking you're part of the system. There's still a lot of you out there who are delusional and on power trips and think you're part of the system. And you play mind games with yourself that you're part of the system. And so you feel like you're powerful by extension through Obama, or you feel like you're powerful through George Bush, and you get in these two camps as the elite play us off against each other. So the media first said these were all staged. Now they're having to admit they're not staged. Now they're falling back and saying it's only partisan. No, it's not. The Republicans are being booed off the stage, but the media won't report on it. The only Republicans not being booed off are people like Ron Paul and Gohmert and Senator DeMitt, who are actually saying no to cap and trade, no to open borders, no to gun grabbing, no to socialism, no to the New World Order. If you say no to the New World Order, you're on a bed of roses. If you say yes to it, you get run out on a rail. It's simple. There's nothing more American. I want to thank some sponsors before we go out to break and come back with Dr. Corsi. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can happen in a hurricane. Snow, ice storms, electrical power can go off with all the talk of depression, war, all this other crud. It's good to have some solar backup systems. You can get an emergency backup power kit, which consists of a power source 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas in a blackout. Gas pumps can't pump gas because they run electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free, 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. I am fired up. Now, this is 1776 all over again, but peaceful, just like it was before 1776. But the Redcoats punched one too many people in the nose. We'll be right back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have 2 hours. 52 minutes, spanning out the forest today. Bob Chapman joins us to break down what's happening in the economy and the government takeover of health care. We're going to go through point by point in the next hour. And we have some surprise guests coming up in the fourth hour today. We're now simulcasting live, not just on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, XM Satellite, and, of course, the Internet at InfoWars.com. We're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv live right now and also archive this. By the way, I never had a T-shirt sell like this. We ordered a whole bunch of them. They are UPS delivery time today. We put the order in to make them on Monday. They're delivered today. Over the weekend and Monday, we'll ship them out. They just sold out this morning. We put in another order. They'll be here next Tuesday. We were the first to say, take that Joker face and put it out with socialism, with New World Order, with fascism, with End the Fed on the back, with Stop the Criminal, Obama on the back. We've got 8 different shirts based on the Obama Joker, and they're very upset by it. We've launched a $1,000 prize that we'll announce next Friday. Have your email contest at InfoWars.com, and we'll pick the winner and announce it Friday. The best YouTube video showing yourself putting up the Obama poster with InfoWars.com. You can print the flyers off at InfoWars.com. Using the Obama poster that says InfoWars.com, and you can smatter in the fascist and socialist one. Just make sure InfoWars.com is included. We have a whole bunch of different free flyers there in color. Download them, print them off. Whoever puts up the most in the most visible area will win the $1,000. Okay, we're going to take that all into consideration. and put your videos out on YouTube. Print the flyers off. $1,000 contest. We'll announce it 7-8 days from now, next Friday, here on the show. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Very, very exciting. And get your T-shirt at InfoWars.com. Get your order in. We'll ship it out to you next week. We've already sold out of these. Everybody that ordered Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they're sold out. But we just put another order this morning. Our place is printing them today, shipping them out Saturday and Monday. So we'll be shipping them out to you on Tuesday. These are just now arriving today, and they're already all sold. Get your order in now to get the InfoWars.com Obama Joker picture. You know, they're calling it racist. They're calling it evil. The Democrats put out Bush as a joker. They put him out as a vampire sucking the blood of Lady Liberty. We actually like that image and posted it. We're nonpartisan. We don't like anybody who's for the New World Order. And so we're not putting up a political correctness. We put out posters all over South Congress last night. That's going up on YouTube tonight. We're actually out doing it ourselves. Rob Dew and Jason Douglas did a great job. I put up a few last night. We're going to stand up against this criminal because they're trying to bring America down with the open borders, the North American Union, the Obamacare, the cap and trade. And an expert fighting this, he writes for WorldNet Daily. He puts out the great Red Alert newsletter, which is excellent. He's a best-selling author many times over. He wrote The Obama Nation. He wrote The Late Great USA that we sell at InfoWars.com, the latest edition. He is Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us for the balance of the hour to talk about the NAU meeting on Mexico that nobody's talking about, but he's covering. I'd mentioned it a few weeks ago, but had kind of forgotten about it. We're going to talk about how they're beating up people with the police that are now against Obamacare on video and then arresting those they beat up. We got the lawyer coming on later. One of our listeners, they contacted us, and we have the video. This is happening everywhere. And he's going to cover, of course, the birth certificate, what he really thinks is going on there. Dr. Corsi, it's great having you on with us.
Alex, it's great to be back. Thank you.
You bet. Out of the gates, let's get into what's happening with demonstrations everywhere, truly spontaneous. I've had neighbors and friends that went to them with the Lloyd Doggett last weekend at the Randall's grocery store. I didn't even know about it till I saw the video. I talked to my neighbor, talked to one of my dad's employees who was there. Most of these are Democrats because they only sent letters out to them. They're mad, and the media is trying to spin it, saying it's staged. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, the people who are showing up at the town hall meeting are average Americans. They're middle-class Americans who are upset predominantly about the health care. They're very concerned that this takeover of the health care system is going to give them poorer health care, cost more in taxes, and the seniors are very concerned it's going to end up being rationing of health care to seniors.
Well, Daschle said that in his book. It's in the bill, and this is nothing but eugenics. I mean, even Fox News has said it's eugenics, the doctor they had on. I mean, this is the government running your health care. I can't think of anything worse with these control freaks.
Well, and I don't think people want a 28-year-old bureaucrat making decisions on what health care they can get, especially seniors. It's the history of countries that have had government-run health care is that health care is going to be rationed. And it's been pretty clearly stated, I think, in the whole intention of this bill, that there's no way people can be provided this universal health care unless there is rationing. Obama said it. Now, to get back to the issue, what we're finding at WorldNet Daily, and I'm continuing to get emails through the day, of various SEIU union employees attending these rallies. I guess a series of rallies last night were attended, and the SEIU attendees appeared to be the ones causing the disruption and the protest. They were the ones pushing and shoving and shouting and screaming. In fact, there's one video I've gotten that shows one of the SEIU anti-protesters being arrested by the police for disrupting, causing disruption on the scene. So there's pushback here from the White House. Also, Paul Krugman's article in the New York Times today, which I thought was particularly offensive to the protesters, saying that this was just white, angry, racist, redneck Republican.
No, no, my listener is black. His lawyers contacted us. There's video. They run up and beat him and say, how can an N-word be at a meeting against Obama and punch him in the nose?
In fact, I've seen that video on the Internet. That's now playing on the Internet.
Yeah, we have it on InfoWars.com. Go ahead.
Okay, and so, you know, the if the White House is taking the position that this is what I wrote in Obama Nation. It's been going on since in the campaign. Anyone who politically objects to a position taken by President Obama or candidate Obama is by definition called a racist by their supporters. So, and now with the White House putting up this fee, you know, this site to turn your neighbors in, report people who don't agree with President Obama, this flag at whitehouse.gov. And President Obama had a clear opportunity. He could have said to Nancy Pelosi, quit demonizing the town hall protesters by saying people showing up with signs and swastikas and portraying them as if this is a right-wing organized effort to object to Obama by a small group. It's not the case. This is a very broad-based reaction. And if you take a look honestly at the numbers, the president's poll numbers are plummeting. He's now down to about 50%. And those are
lower in some polls. I've seen him as low as 45 in some, but you're right. Rasmussen and Gallup, he's at 50.
The Quinnipiac University just came out. They are about 50%. That was this week. I think that was reported yesterday by Fox. And the dropping, which is dramatic, I mean, the approval rating was about 63% when President Obama was inaugurated in January. Now, this is a more precipitous drop than even Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was into August before he hit under 60, and now President Obama's risking hitting under 50 in August of his first year in office. So this is a dramatic polarizing, and President Obama is ending up being not the uniting president he came on saying he was going to be, but probably one of the most divisive presidents we've ever had. And I think the attempt by the White House to demonize those middle-class Americans who show up at town hall meetings to express their grievances with a health care plan, if they're going to be demonized by the White House, I'm wondering why President Obama's numbers are as high as 50, because they're going to drop.
By the way, at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm playing the video of a black man being attacked for being against the health care. This is the democracy of Obama. And let's remember, it was St. Louis where they had the prosecutors and the sheriff in the county announce on TV themselves that they would arrest people that they deemed were being dishonest about Obama. That, of course, would be a civil matter. If Obama thinks you're lying about him, he has to sue you. But no, the police said they'd be judge, jury, and executioner. And this is shocking video of the union thugs attacking people. And what's even more shocking is then the police arrest one of the reporters who is covering it. And it appears to then persecute some of the people that are being attacked, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and the irony here is that, you know, President Obama's supposed to be he portrays himself as the community organizer in chief. I mean, the films about him, the, you know, films maturing into office, all the stories about his community organizing efforts in Chicago. And then Obama was working in a Saul Alinsky organization, which is about as radical to the left socialist organization as you could get.
Yeah, his rules for radicals is dedicated to Lucifer.
Correct. It's dedicated to Lucifer, who Saul Alinsky calls the first radical. And among the rules, you know, basically the advice from Saul Alinsky is cut your hair, put on a business suit, act like you're going to be a moderate, get elected. And then when you get elected, break all your campaign promises, because you only said those on a Machiavellian principle that people believe what seems to be the case. So seem to be moderate. Then when you get into office, redistribute wealth and put central government control over the economy. And as I wrote in the Obama Nation, that's how Obama was trained. Now, that community organizing, or ACORN, or SEIU, the Obama administration, which is extremely far left, that's all fine. But if middle Americans speak up at town hall meeting, then they've got to be demonized by the White House as if they were, you know, right-wing, organized, redneck, Nazi thugs, which is ridiculous.
Well, and they also mix the term Nazi in with redneck and rural and white, as if being redneck or white's a bad thing.
Exactly. Racist. They're mixing all these terms together to demonize middle Americans who are just...
Got a break, doctor. Stay with us.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In the last 30 minutes of the show today, we have the lawyer for the black man that got beat up and is now in the hospital, beat up by Obama supporters, calling him the N-word and beating him, saying, how dare another N-word come to one of these events? It's just absolutely incredible. And this lawyer is a listener of the show. The man that got beat up is a listener. So that's great. They now contact us. He's going to be on Fox News right before he comes on with us, right before 2:30 Central. That's what he told us. So this story is going mega viral. And I tell you, it doesn't matter if it's the castle being booed off the stage, That's our listener sends us the video. Lloyd Doggett, our listeners. You know, you want to talk about stage, it's my listeners. Huh. And I'm not telling them to go out and do this. This is their First Amendment right to do it. But it's not just our listeners, it's everybody across the board. Dr. Corsi, continuing, how is the establishment going to counter this? I mean, do you think Obama will stage a crisis or something? I don't see any other way. He is falling faster than any other president. He's lower than Bush was at this time, lower than Jimmy Carter. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The hoax that is Obama is deflating monstrously fast. What do you see them doing?
Well, they're going to have, what he's going to do immediately is on Sunday, he's headed to Mexico. We've got the another meeting, which should be the Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting. They've renamed these meetings now, Alex, as you know. They're calling it the North American Leaders Summit. As I reported on WorldNet Daily and also my Red Alert newsletter, I've got articles saying that there's a plan that has been advanced by several of the think tanks saying the attention that we've brought, your show has brought, others have brought on the Security and Prosperity Partnership is, you know, this North American Union agenda, that the exposure has hurt the integration effort. So they've really changed the name, North American Leaders Summit. They've downgraded the meeting. It's no longer Security and Prosperity Partnership. If you look at the website, spp.gov, they've got a notice on the website that they're in the process of reformatting the site. So they're going to do a public relations makeover, the Department of Commerce, the Security and Prosperity Partnership website.
Well, Dr. Corsi, let me ask you this.
All under the radar.
All under the radar. That's my point. All under the radar. This seems like to be one of their only tricks. They've got five or six tricks they do. I mean, you can count them on both hands. They always, I mean, take the North American superhighways, the Trans-Texas corridors, the NAFTA superhighways. First, they announced it 10 years ago and said it was great. People said they didn't want it. They said it didn't exist. Then they changed the name again. Then they said they canceled the program, but in the same article announced they were just renaming it. I mean, SPP is now going to change their name. This is just incredible. I mean, people are seeing through this.
Well, and Reuters is running a press release now, because there's only things coming out about this meeting in the last hours before the meeting happens. I mean, I can't see anything on television or any announcements really from the White House that this is a big deal meeting. It's very low key. But on the agenda is that the Mexican trucks are going to come back into the United States. I've reported on this in Red Alert and in WorldNet Daily. No one seems to be, you're covering it, Alex, but very few are, that there's going to be reintroduced legislation. Transitory Secretary Ray LaHood has now gotten it through all the internal Obama administration departments. And as you recall, the money was taken out of the Department of Transportation to Democrats. It was North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan. And also Peter DeFazio, who was in the House leading the effort to take out the money of the Department of Transportation budget to discontinue the Bush administration Mexican truck demonstration project. Now the legislation is going to say they have new rules and suddenly the Mexican trucks are going to be safe under the U.S. Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance standards, which is a joke. Mexican trucks don't meet standards with brakes or with equipment in other capacities. They don't meet hours or time on the road.
Doctor, as you know, you've been to many of these events and covered them and written a best-selling book about it, The Late Great USA. Even if they did a great job, which they're not, it's unconstitutional, it's criminal to take our liberty, our freedom, our sovereignty, and give it to these unelected boards. Reuters is reporting on it, but they're acting like it's just an anti-drug summit, which is what Pasteur, our arch enemy, your nemesis, wrote about in this plan, how they would use crises, drug war, flu, and economic collapse to bring this in.
And the Reuters has put the drug issue right at the top of their press release. Mexico's drug war is what this is evidently being billed as being about. It should be the fifth meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Annual Summit.
Amazing. Tell us more about it. You're the expert on this. When we get back with Dr. Jerome Corsi, then we'll get into the latest birther issue. Dr. Corsi's been doing in-depth research with the state of Hawaii.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. I do an abbreviated Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dr. Corsi, I want to continue with the SPP, North American Union, meeting going on. You know, for years they would deny that even existed, and then you and others, Judicial Watch, sued, got their internal documents. There they were, saying it's North American Union, a global carbon tax. We got to keep this secret from the public. I mean, very incriminating, especially the Banff Canada meeting. And again, your book, Late Great USA, latest edition out. We carry that discounted at InfoWars.com in the online video bookstore. But you also are writing on the most up-to-date stuff at WorldNetDaily.com or WND.com and also in your newsletter. Tell us about some of those places we can check out your work.
Well, the newsletter is the most recent. It's RedAlert.WND.com, RedAlert.WND.com. Subscription newsletter. I'm writing it every week. There's also a bar on the WorldNet Daily homepage. The gray bar is on the left. It's under $100 for the year, so it's about $2 a week. You can also subscribe weekly. And thank you for asking. Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. I hope folks check it out. What new book are you working on right now?
It'll be out in October. It's called America for Sale. I've written it. It'll be out. I'm covering globalism, New World Order. It's right on the themes you cover, Alex. I think you're going to find. I'll come on the show and be with you for a special interview when the book is out in October. America for Sale.
All right, great. Okay, finishing up with the whole SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, now called a leadership conference, spinning it, secret meeting behind closed doors. They've set up, you know, this multi-merger of the parliaments and the congresses of the three nations. Where is their program, as best we can tell? Are things going well for them? How is this integration into the world government going?
Well, I think clearly the exposure, Alex, that we've all given to this, you know, your show has been a major influence. As, you know, the books I've written that you've referenced, we've all made it clear to the American people that the Security and Prosperity Partnership is a North American integration effort. And the exposure hurt the ability of these secret working groups to, in private, without the public involvement, without transparency, no public representatives at all, closed doors, to set North American administrative rules as a prelude to a European Union-style government and even a new currency like the Amero. Now, also, I think the recession, which is a failure of the global economy, and it's going to have a very hard time recovering because so many structural unemployment has created so many jobs in the middle class that are simply gone, manufacturing jobs that are not going to return because the multinational corporations have found slaves somewhere in the world that can do those jobs cheaper than Americans. Now, when you put all this together, the agenda among the globalists is still advancing, and Obama's clearly a globalist. Remember, Alex, he campaigned, President Obama, when he's campaigning in Pennsylvania and Ohio, Michigan, said he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. He even fired Austin Goolsbee, his economic advisor, who during the campaign went to Canada and said, wink, wink, that's just a campaign promise. Well, Austin Goolsbee's back in the White House. He's hired. He's part of the administration with the Council of Economic Advisors, and it was always wink, wink. President Obama very quietly on Sunday, now probably the least newsworthy day in the week, is going to go to Mexico and have this big summit. Why doesn't he do it on a Tuesday or Wednesday?
I was about to say, Dr. Corsi, usually they act like it's the second coming of Christ when, you know, he even goes for a hamburger to play golf or to, especially to a foreign country. But there's almost no coverage of this. One Reuters article, some of the stories you've written, this radio show, that is, you know, really a big indicator of what's going on here. But just going back to the psychology of Obama, how he said he was going to end NAFTA and GATT, and now he's fighting to reauthorize it. How he said he wouldn't push any gun bills, and all they've done is introduce them. How he said he wouldn't hire one lobbyist, and now he's hired nothing but lobbyists. More liberal rules on lobbyists writing bills than Bush had. Secrecy about who visits the White House. A new level of Cheney-level secrecy. Lying about the Patriot Act. Lying about warrantless wiretapping. I mean, this guy is just, he makes Bill Clinton look honest.
Well, and he's not ruling from the center as Bill Clinton did. This was my central argument in the Obama Nation. This is a far leftist ideologue who was raised in a Saul Alinsky environment. Read his own dreams from my father. He says his intellectual formative years were reading Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael, Black Power, Franz Fanon, the African anti-colonial writer who was a socialist revolutionary. But this is where Barack Obama comes from. And I imagine that he was going to keep any of these campaign promises. Only people who'd never read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals would imagine that Obama was meant anything he was promising during his campaign. He was saying all of the right things so people would say, oh, he'll just be another moderate Democrat who will rule from the center, when that couldn't have been less true.
But Dr. Corsi, isn't it more than that? I mean, isn't that just his left cover? And I understand he came from that poverty pimp foundation system. The foundations create that fake, organic, liberal MO to pimp out and control their local slaves. and to use them as political weapons to menace the middle class into submission in the major urban centers. I mean, isn't Obama getting four times the money of John McCain, just a total corporate, slick-tongued Harvard lawyer? I mean, I know you're from Harvard, too, but I'm not bashing Harvard. The point is, isn't he just a corporate shill? I mean, you think he really is a communist?
His top advisors come from Wall Street for Barack Obama. Look at the list. You've got Goldman Sachs. You've got many of the banks, even that were involved in the bailout. You've got lawyers from top law firms in Washington and New York. Barack Obama drew money, just like John McCain did. They both did, from virtually the same Wall Street banker lawyer group. George Soros also funded John McCain. I wrote that and documented that going back into World Net Daily before the campaign.
Sure. So they own both fighters in the fight.
No matter who won, Wall Street and Soros and won. The globalists won.
But you're saying at his core, he is a...
He's a leftist. He's a socialist at his core. That's what I've always argued. When he gets the opportunity to rule the way he wants to rule, he forget all the campaign promises. Now it's full steam ahead with the Mexican trucks. They come across the border. He flies down to Mexico on a stealth agenda on Sunday to hold what should be a Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting. They haven't taken the website down yet, SPP.gov, in the Department of Commerce, but they're announcing they're redoing it, a complete public relations makeover.
But that's what I'm saying, is that he's got goons everywhere beating people up. The reports are confirmed out of Missouri, New York, California, Texas. I mean, he really does want an army of Obamanoids out there knocking people in the head. This guy, I mean, I know you and Webster Tarpley, many others said he would do this.
Yes.
But to actually see brown shirts in America, to actually see them running around beating everybody up and police on the news saying, don't talk bad about Obama or we'll arrest you, do you ever feel like you're going to wake up in a Twilight Zone or Outer Limits episode, Dr. Carp?
Sometimes it does feel bad. But, I said that the community organizers, and you've got to realize, Alex, I've been dealing with the leftist community organizers back to the 1960s. For me, this is four decades of fighting this issue.
But now they're not the hippies out in the street.
The same thing.
So now they're not the hippies out in the street. They're now the police.
They grew up. They put on business suits. They got into the power establishment. And it's okay now for them to take billions of taxpayer money and give it to Acorn. Billions, and make sure that they can still community organize from the far left. But if anybody, including ordinary citizens, grandparents, show up at these meetings, not organized, not paid for, not professional agitators, then what happens is the Obama people demonize these senior citizens and others attending the town hall meetings, and they send out the SEIU and other left-funded community organizing groups or unions or Obama supporters of one kind or another to harass, beat up, and cause trouble, disrupt the ability of ordinary middle-class Americans to go to these town halls and to express their grievances. That's what the left has always done. The left is, the Obama far-left community organizer is not about free speech.
It's a Chicago big city machine enforcer?
Yes, and with the background of a socialist ideology that if you do not agree with, you're by definition an enemy of the state.
Well, that's what they were saying, is they ran up to this black guy on video and said, how can a black guy be against Obama, and then called him the N-word and punched him in the nose.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the whole issue is the race. You'd read Paul Krugman today in the New York Times, and so the middle-class people attending these town hall meetings are defined by Paul Krugman as racist. Anybody who objects to Barack Obama is racist. But yet, if you want to advance that argument, the expectation from the left is that they're going to get 100% of the African-American vote. And any African-American who dares be conservative and object to Barack Obama is going to get doubly demonized by the left.
Well, I was reading the Post-Dispatch and other articles and made a slight mistake. They did arrest a reporter who didn't deserve to be arrested, and they did arrest some of the people who were against what Obama's doing with health care, but they also did arrest one of the people that did assault the innocent Tea Party person. So the police did appear to do a better job. So good for them.
The police are usually, I mean, my experience with the police in America is the police are doing their best to try to preserve order. The police are trying to maintain a peaceful situation. So the videos I saw, even with the FBI protesters causing trouble at a couple of these rallies over the last couple of days, the police have done everything they can just to quiet things down and to be even-handed. But the police are being put into an untenable situation if the far left is going to call out its thugs to try to disrupt these meetings so that they appear to have been disruptive from the beginning. They're not. These are angry people.
That's why they're doing that. That's right. In fact, the news,
sure.
When I read the Pittsburgh Post-Dispatch, their own reporter got arrested for no reason, and then the Post acted like that was a good thing. And the Post is just incredible. I mean, it's incredible how they distort. And meanwhile, I'm sure you've seen all the articles. We have a CNN piece. They're saying the Obama Joker picture is racist when all it's showing is a psychopathic lying criminal. And the very magazine that showed George Bush as a vampire.
Well, they did a Joker picture of George W. Bush, too, and no one on the left objected to that I can recall.
But, I mean, is Obama a god like Hitler or Stalin where you can't make fun of him? Because the Democrats are in the news calling it dangerous, calling it illegal, saying it should be taken down, calling
this,
it...
This is the totalitarianism of the political left. It's been this way since 1917. It's been this way since the 1960s, when you were dealing with SDS leftist radicals like Bill Ayers. They never have tolerated on the far left free speech. If you object to the left, you are by definition a racist, an imperialist, a colonialist. They give all the other names. You can't have a position that is tolerated by the left unless you agree with them.
Listen, I've had the anarchists, not all of them, you know, the certain groups that are hired by big foundations, they'll just come over and you could be talking about, you know, the sky being blue, and they'll just start poking you, calling you a racist. And it's a religion to them, and they smile. They know you're not a racist. They're just using it as their big foundation weapon.
What?
Take Nancy Pelosi saying, you're AstroTurf racist. If you're against health care, you're a racist. I mean, it really is comical. It's like a bunch of parrots just chirping the same word.
It seemed like Nancy Pelosi took her talking points right off of a Daily Cause column and posting. I'm looking for the swastika pictures. I don't see swastika people coming in with swastika pictures. This is not a far-right protest. It's a middle American protest. And from the left tactic has always been when there's getting a strong uprising from middle America against them, they'll try to make middle America appear as if middle America is violent. So the attempt has been to get these events to be portrayed as not just angry expressions of opinion, but intentionally created disruptive, violent protests from the organized radical right, which could not be farther from the truth. I mean, the Republican Party right now is so disorganized, I don't know that the Republican Party could organize a Sunday afternoon picnic. The idea that the Republican Party is driving these protests is not the case at all. Many of these people who are showing up at these rallies are just as angry at the Republican Party of George Bush as they are the Democratic Party of Barack Obama.
Well, I just, you know, Dr. Corsi, I just can't believe that I picked up the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and it says that anti-Obama healthcare people cause a disturbance. And then you watch the videos, and it's the Obama people attacking them.
The likelihood is that the peaceful middle Americans who are at these meetings are going to be blamed for the violence, whether they cause it or not. And the left, knowing that, just wants to have these events disrupted so the image is created that this is a violent reaction against President Obama, which it's not, even if that has to be generated or concocted. And that's where, you know, I'm concerned to see now the White House, instead of taking the position of defending the right of middle Americans to speak out, of coaching the senators, of having meetings at Axelrod, and the deputy chief of staff at the White House give talking points to the senators going home, saying, if you get punched out of these meetings, we'll punch back twice as hard. I mean, these are aggressive far-left techniques that don't bear with free speech, the White House ought to be out there saying, we're listening, instead of you people
instead,
are all racist.
Instead, he's saying, get out of my way.
Yeah,
here is President. Here is President Barack Obama. Here is the video and audio.
So we've got some work to do. I don't mind, by the way, being responsible. I expect to be held responsible for these issues because I'm the president. But I don't want the folks who created the mess. I don't want the folks who created the mess to do a lot of talking. I want them just to get out of the way so we can clean up the mess. We did not come this far by lowering our sights.
We're going to talk about this when we get back. Final segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. You notice here that he says anybody that opposes him created the mess.
Well, he sounds more like Al Sharpton, and pretty soon he's going to start sounding like Reverend Wright if he keeps going this way.
But you notice he's saying, I don't want to hear talk from you. He says, I don't want to hear your speech.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
But I don't want the folks who created the mess. I don't want the folks who created the mess to do a lot of talking. I want them just to get out of the way so we can clean up the mess. We did not come this far by lowering our sights, sir. We're scaling back our dreams. That's not the American way. It's not about looking backwards. It's about looking forward.
You know, and we haven't even gotten into the whole birther issue for Iran with Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi. But it's outrageous to hear him say that anybody that opposes anything he's doing, we all cause the mess. See, that's why the Democrats need the Republicans, and the Republicans need the Democrats to always blame what's happening on the other party when they're all in bed together. But there's no doubt Obama is very anti-liberty, anti-freedom. And the good news is, Dr. Corsi, I don't see him getting away with any of this. I think everybody knows he is a con artist, lying scammer, reading off a teleprompter. And I think he's going to be one of the most unpopular presidents ever. I don't think there's any way he's going to win re-election.
Well, when I wrote The Abomination, I compared him to Jimmy Carter. And I think he's going to do worse than Jimmy Carter. I don't see him. I don't see President Obama surviving to get into a second term to be reelected. I mean, I don't think politically he's going to survive to have the ratings he's going to need to get reelected to a second term. I think he's a one-term president.
Well, I've never seen him look angry. And in these clips, he looks like an egomaniac. Somebody who isn't an egomaniac doesn't care what people think. He looks upset in the eyes, so which makes him dangerous. In closing, Doc, you've been talking to Hawaii about the birth certificate copies and all this. What do you really think's going on with the birth certificate? I mean, isn't there enough issues we can prove that destroy this criminal? Do you think the birth certificate really has something to it?
Well, I think the birth certificate, to me, this is the issue. Why is it? Let's just assume President Obama is telling the truth. He's born in Hawaii. So why doesn't he just end this entire controversy today, President Obama, say, okay, you want to see my long-form original birth certificate? Here it is. I'll show it to you. It's supposed to be a transparent presidency. Instead, President Obama and candidate Obama spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, now into the millions, in order to prevent anybody from seeing that document, his birth certificate, the original long-form one, as well as dozens of other documents about who he is.
And now you're talking to Hawaii and they're being secretive?
Well, Hawaii won't answer questions. Hawaii will not even authenticate that the short-form certificate of live birth that the campaign and sites like factcheck.org have put out are authentic. I can't get them to authenticate.
But again, FactCheck is one of their Soros organs, isn't it?
It's an Annenberg organization and has ties back into the left. Annenberg, again, is an association, is a foundation where prior to being Senator Obama, when he was community organizer Obama, Bill Ayers, both worked. I showed that in The Abomination. But my point, Alex, is this. There's a score of documents. This is the least vetted President Obama, that we've ever had. What about his passport records? How about his records in Indonesia?
Barry Sitaro? I mean, he is the only president who had aliases and other names before. He really is creepy.
I want to see his law firm records. He's admitted that as a lawyer, Obama worked with Tony Rezko, who's now in federal prison. I'd like to see the hours that he billed and how much work he really did in that law firm for Tony Rezko. How about his records at Occidental College? Was rooming with Pakistani students. Usually universities don't put U.S. students with foreign exchange students. Did Barack Obama apply as a foreign exchange student? He traveled to Pakistan with those students. Did he go on his Indonesian passport? Did he have an Indonesian passport?
Yeah, we know they've sealed all his records like no president.
Everything's sealed.
They are acting very, very suspicious.
And that's the birth certificate issue.
Maybe the big secret is...
I'm not saying he was born in Kenya. I'm an investigative reporter. I can't prove that. I'm just saying, give us the documents. We want to see the documents. And why does even a birth certificate, a long form, have to be a top secret document that's sealed?
Hold on 1 second, Dr. Corsi. I know you've got other stuff to do here in a moment, but we're about to break for 1 minute. I wanted to talk to you off air for just a moment, so stay with us. And Bob Chapman's coming up on The Economy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.